Es kann sehr sehr nicht aber gesagt sagen, wenn wir mit dem sagt, schon da für Test. Ich habe Toby Masne erst, we find that one of the days Megillas Tainis was instituted on the 28th day of Adar, which commemorated when Yehuda ben Shammua helped to remove a Roman decree which made it usher to learn Torah for Bris Mila, for keeping Shabbos. Now, Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Rav Meir, who himself lived after the Churban. So if the Megillah's Tainus became Batel, Nu Yom Tovim wouldn't have been added at that time, Zachariah, that it was not Batel. Mara says it's actually Machalikas among Tanoim and a Brice of whether Megillah's Tainus became Batel after the Churban. Rav Meir says it did not. Rav Yossi says that it did. The Gemara Paskins that it did become Batel, and then the Gemara Paskins that it did not become Batel. The Gemara explains it did not become Batel with regard to Chanukah and Purim, but it did become Batel with regard to all other Yom Tovim. Mishnah said, Al Elul Mupnei Rosh Hashanah. Fact number, once we know when Elul is, why do we have to send again messengers for Tishrei? Rav Chinen by Kahana, the name of Rav, said that from the time of Ezra, Elul was never more than 29 days. So once we know when Elul starts, we know when Rosh Hashanah will be. It will be on the 30 days later, on the 30th day of what would be the 30th day of Elul, because that's the first day of Tishrei. Where it says it never had more than 29 days because it never needed to have more than 29 days. However, if a need would arise, there would be 30 days. So that's why messengers had to be sent to let everybody know that there were only 29 days that year in Elul. In fact, if Elul were to be made 30 days, all the people who were notified of Elul would be keeping Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day because they would keep Rosh Hashanah based on the assumption that Elul was only 29 days. Mara said, you're right, but when faced with a choice, we would rather risk Rosh Hashanah being observed on the wrong day than have the remaining Yom Tovim not falling out in their proper time. And therefore, we choose the setting Tishrei right rather than worrying about other people keeping Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. Mishnah said, V'yal Kislev v'pnei Chanukah, v'yal Adar v'pnei Purim. Zokta Gemara, the Mishnah did not mention that on a leap year, they send messengers on the second Adar for Purim as well. So this obviously does not follow Rebbe, who says that on a leap year, they would send messengers on the second Purim as well, on the second Adar for Purim as well. Gemara asked, maybe our Mishnah and Rebbe argue whether one who did the mitzvahs of Purim in the first Adar and not the second, whether such a person is yoytze the mitzvahs. Our Mishnah would say that he's yoytze, and that's why he doesn't have to be sent out again for the second Adar. And Rebbe say that he's not, and that's why you have to send out again for the second Adar. The Gemara says, not all agree that mitzvahs must be done in the second Adar. The machloikis is that our Mishnah holds like the Tanakhama of a Braisu, who says that in the leap year, the first Adar always has 30 days, so there's no need to send out messengers once they're already informed about regarding the first Adar. And Rebbe holds like a Shem Gamliel of the Braisu, who says that the first Adar is a month, which our Papa explains to mean it could be 29 days, it could be 30 days, and therefore they have to be sent out again to notify how many days there were in the first Adar. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Levi testified in the name of the people of Yerushalayim that in a leap year, both Adars only have 29 days. This argues on Nachum Bar Chista, who said that Rabbi Simoi testified in the name of Chagas Chayim Malachi that in a leap year, the Adars may be 29 days, they may be 30 days, or you can even have one of them being 29 days and the other being 30 days. In the name of Rav, it was said that we are to always have one of the Adars has 29 days and one of the Adars has 30, unless we hear from Eretz Yisrael stating differently that they set it up differently. Where it says it was sent to Mar Ukva that the second Adar always has 29 days, meaning the Adar next to Nisan always only has 29 days, so it would be the 30th day would be the first of Nisan. Rav Nachman asked, a Mishnah says that the witnesses who have seen the new moon travel to Yerushalayim, even if it causes Chilul Shabbos. They do that only for 2 months of the year, for Nisan, for Shchodesh Nisan, and for Shchodesh Tishrei. Now, if there are always 29 days in the Adar that precedes Nisan, why do we need them to be Chilul Shabbos and come to give testimony? Because we know when it's going to be. And for the Gemara, even though we know there's still a mitzvah for a Shchodesh to be established based on the witnesses of the new moon. And that's why we let them be Chilul Shabbos, so that we can be Mekayim that part of the mitzvah. Ikad Amri, some say that Rav Nachman brought this mission as a proof. It must be that second Adar always has 29 days, and because there's a mitzvah to declare Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses, we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos to come, since we have to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30, because we can't wait until day 31, because the Adar before Nisan always has to be 29 days. However, if the second Adar can at times, or its Adar before Nisan can at times be 30 days, then we wouldn't allow them to be Mechal Shabbos, we would just have them wait and come until after Shabbos and make Rosh Chodesh on the next day. Is the Chayraya that it can have, that it can only have 29 days. The Gemara says the Mishnah may be discussing where day 31 fell on Shabbos, and that's when we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. There's no proof. If Kahana asked, the Mishnah says that when the Beis HaMikdash is in existence, we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos for witnessing the moon of every month, so that we set the Rosh Chodesh at its proper time to bring the proper Kabbonos. This proves that the reason we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos is not because it's the mitzvah to declare Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses. It's because of the Kabbonos. So if Azoi, to Yufta of the view that the second Adar is always 29 days, Zok the Gemara to Yufta.